Thursday is the day we read from your email, and our inbox was full of praise for Daniel Wordling's reporting on the treatment of soldiers with mental problems. He went back to Fort Carson, Colorado, where leaders punished some soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder and prevented them from getting treatment. "This is the most amazing reporting I've heard in I don't know how long," writes Bill Duncan of Newcastle, New Hampshire. The Fort Carson PTSD story has been important from the beginning, but Danny's laid-back, descriptive, grounded unfolding of the Army's response, all through other people's words and judgments, was a thing of beauty. This is a heartbreaking story, powerfully done. Eric Cahill of Philadelphia, an officer in the Marine Corps, thought the piece was slanted. Here's what he sent. "I'm writing because I'm concerned that NPR did not present a balanced view of the story. The percept was that the Army is heartless and doesn't care about its troops. Nothing can be further from the truth. The true question isn't whether the Army is heartless, but where does the Army and the entire Department of Defense go from here?" Last Friday, with the holiday weekend approaching, we weighed the cost of driving a family of four one way from Washington, D.C. to Boston against taking the train, the bus, or flying. We received a flood of email chastising us for the way we calculated the cost of driving. "For shame," writes John Bell of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. "What about the non-fuel cost of auto travel? Wear on the vehicle, insurance, licensing, repairs? All were ignored in your comparison." Well, Mr. Bell is right, so we found some new numbers. According to AAA, it cost 52.6 cents a mile to operate a new vehicle that gets about 25 miles per gallon. That includes everything: fuel, maintenance, depreciation, taxes, insurance, and more. We added 3.8 cents to that to account for the recent increase in the cost of gas. So, with tolls, that makes the cost of driving from Washington, D.C. to Boston $270. That is quite a bit higher than our previous estimate of $96, but it is still cheaper for a family of four to travel by car than by bus, by train, or by plane. Finally, last week, John Burnett sent us an audio postcard from a rodeo in Del Rio, Texas.
"Folks, I'm here to tell you, you're not only going to see the world's greatest bull riding.
When you come to the George Paul Memorial Bull Riding, it's the mud, the blood, the guts, and the beer. We're not in some air-conditioned stadium where you can put your tutu down in a real soft seat. And it's man versus beast.
Hey! I've been banged up from head to toe. I've never broke every bone in my body."
Lena Anderson from San Diego, California writes, "I was astonished, yes, astonished that in this century someone would refer to bull riding as a contest between a man and a bull. The Professional Women's Rodeo Association has been around since 1948. I wouldn't want to be in your saddle when they hear this piece. If we astonish, amaze, or antagonize you, please write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page."